This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and if you'd like to call us, we have a toll-free number. We'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And as of yesterday, we are commercial-free on YouTube. Yep. And so if you go to YouTube and you type in USA Prepares, you can go to the Ron Gibson channel. And he is posting this broadcast commercial-free on YouTube. Thank you so much, Ron Gibson. Today, hour number one, Dr. Joseph Alton, M.D. He's the author of The Survival Medicine Handbook. It's about 700 pages. And it's the third edition, and it's the essential guide for when medical help is not on the way. And you've heard that advertisement right here on GCN. Welcome, Dr. Joseph Alton.
Hey, thanks. Vince, thanks for having me, and thanks for everything you do for the community.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. And, Joe, you and I end up having our paths intersect throughout the years, and so you've been to a number of preparedness expos and survival expos and conferences and conventions, and you teach something that I think is quite necessary, and that is suturing, how to suture a wound. And so your students, I think in about 20 of them at a time, will end up with a suturing kit and a piece of flesh, and you teach them how to suture that wound back together. Can you tell us tell us just for a minute or two about what that class is like, because you're going to be teaching that this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to be teaching that at the RK Prepper Show in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And the amazing thing about the class is that although we do teach you the mechanics of actually closing a wound, both with sutures and with staples, what we're really trying to do with the class is to give you the actual judgment as to what to do about a wound, when a wound should be closed, when a wound should be left open. We teach you not only how to close a wound, but we teach you what to do when a wound is clearly dirty, needs to be cleaned out, needs to possibly be taken care of as an open wound until it heals from below. That process is called granulation. And in survival settings, where clearly the situation is that many injuries will be dirty injuries, and the wounds will be dirty, you might have to keep the wound open. So we're teaching the judgment of it, not just the mechanics.
And that's so important. And class, I've got to tell you, there are a number of people, when they see blood, turn away. So instead of helping the victim, they turn away because they just don't know what to do and they can't stand the sight of blood. So there are going to be times, I am certain, in most of our lives, that we are going to need to help someone. Maybe it's a husband, maybe it's a wife, maybe it's a child, maybe it's a parent, or a relative, or a friend, or someone you don't even know. But that circumstance will probably happen in your life. And as we approach the collapse, as we approach grid down, as we approach war. Please keep that in mind. I believe that those things are going to happen and within our lifetimes. Dr. Joe Alton, MD, your website, doomandbloom.net, D-O-O-M-A-N-D, Bloom, B-L-O-O-M.net. So, class, if you're interested in learning more about Dr. Joe Alton, doomandbloom.net, or you can go to usapreparers.com, the instructors page, and under medical, you will see a link to his website. Dr. Alton, let's talk about shooting situations, because what's happening as I read the news, more and more events are happening throughout the world and in the United States where people are getting shot. They're getting shot, and they're just people that may not even know the shooter on school campuses, malls, all over, and it's happening in most states. Can you tell us what your thoughts on active shooter situations are?
Well, Vince, I can tell you that it has become clear to me that these kinds of events, shooting events, terror events, they can occur pretty much anytime, anywhere. The situations that you mentioned, they can occur at 2 in the morning, as they did in that Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting. They can occur in the middle of the day. They can occur during fireworks demonstrations, as they occurred when that truck ran over people. That guy was also shooting people as well. This is just part of what I call the new normal. I think that we have to be prepared to act if we're going to be caught in one of these events. And your chances of, okay, I'll admit that in a particular month, your chances of being involved in some kind of event or some kind of shooting event may be pretty small. But over the course of a lifetime, well, maybe not so small. Over the course of your children's lifetimes, you know, maybe pretty good. And so it's important to instill a culture of what I call situational awareness. Now, situational awareness is something that means that you are going to be able to identify when there is a danger to your life that is occurring anytime that you perhaps might be in a crowd. Now, I mean, in these days of Pokemon Go and people with their heads, you know, their faces just about touching their smartphones, you know, in the past, maybe the most that you'd get would be a bump on the head from walking into a streetlight. But the truth of the matter is that at this point, I mean, it could cost you your life if you don't pay attention to what's going on. You've got to look around. Anytime that you're where a crowd is, that you're in a crowd of people, always know where the nearest exit is from that venue, whatever the building is that you happen to be at. Know how to get out of there. Always observe from a position where you can see as much of the area as possible. And the important thing is to orient. Make sure that you know when there is an anomaly in somebody's behavior. I mean, there are things that are normal for a certain situation and there are things that aren't. And at a rock concert, people jump up and down and dance to the music. In a coffee shop, people, you know, quietly read a book or speak quietly with their friends, look at their computer. But somebody in a coffee shop is jumping up and down and screaming, well, that's an anomaly. These are people that you need to keep an eye on. People that are dressed too warm for the weather. People that look nervous, that are always checking their six. That means just looking in back of them, in back to see if somebody may be following them. Check people's hands. People oftentimes, if they're hiding a weapon, they might pat their pocket or they might basically seem very, very nervous using their hands. So these are some of the things that are important in being situationally aware. If you're situationally aware, you have the best chance of avoiding or escaping an active shooter event.
Dr. Alton, I want to share a quick story with you. I was at an event, and I believe you were at the same event, but you were not involved in this discussion. So I walked up to this man who was behind a set of tables, and he was selling body armor. And the character I play a lot is Columbo, so I'm always confused. And I had my sports jacket on and my dark blue jeans and solid color shirt, white shirt and tie. And I went up to him and I said, so what's this? He said, oh, it's body armor. I said, what's it for? He said, well, you know, in case you're involved in a dangerous situation, someone shoots at you, you can protect your chest with this body armor. I said, oh, okay. So he said, you know, you need to have this. I said, okay. I said, do you have it on right now? Are you wearing body armor? And he said, no. I said, well, I thought you said I need to have this to protect myself. He said, you do. I said, but you're not wearing it. He said, no. I said, why is that? And he said, well, there are no guns in here. I said, there are no guns in here? He said, yeah, they don't allow guns in here. I said, oh, okay. Now, Joe, last time I saw you, you and I were at a convention, and you know that right under my sports coat, I had my .45, and there were no guns allowed, right?
Right. You know, there probably was a sign that said no guns allowed. That's why he thought there were no guns there.
That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Well, I saw him about 6 months later at a convention, and you know what? He was wearing body armor. And he was behind his table. Well, so what I did was I said, are you sure? Are you sure there are no guns in here? He said, yeah. So I just pulled my sports coat back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he looked and he's like, wow. Okay. Now, what I'm saying is, yeah, there are rules. There are rules. But am I going to allow myself to be in a situation where I am defenseless? I don't think so. And just because there's a suggestion, you know, that no guns are allowed. Now, I'm not telling people to break the law and take your gun into a courtroom or into a public building, because you'll be arrested, I mean, if they catch you. But what I am saying is in a private venue, I might just say, geez, I'm sorry. I guess I should have seen that sign. I guess maybe I came in the wrong door or something. But what I'm saying is people are not situationally aware, and you're absolutely right. They don't look around. And another thing, Dr. Alton, that I've seen, and I'd like you to comment on this, because you spend a lot of time down south where people are in the warm weather. They've got earbuds on, and they're listening to something, probably like music, probably not an audio book where they're learning something or learning survival skills, but they're probably listening to music totally out of reality. And the noise of what's happening around them is being blocked out by those earbuds. What do you think about that?
Well, on top of that, they'll probably have their hoodies up, too, so that it's like blinders on a horse. So you've got people that are the softest targets for any shooter that you can imagine.
Yeah, we're talking about active shooter situations, situational awareness. Let's talk about Homeland Security and what we should do. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Joseph Alton's with us, MD, medical doctor. Joe, I went to your website, doomandbloom.net, and I clicked on the shop tab, and I looked up your book, The Survival Medicine Handbook. It's the same book that I have right here. I have an autographed copy, third edition. It's revised and expanded. It's $40.98 on Amazon. So I was reading some of the reviews. Overall, you have a 4.9 out of 5 review rating. That's pretty darn good. And I was reading some of the reviews during the commercial announcements, and here's one of them. And it says, this person says it's the gold standard. And I think it's really, really an impressive book. Probably, if you're going to get one book, this is it. If you're going to get one book on survival medicine, the one that's going to get you through the rough times, this, I think, is it. And here's what it says. It says, so glad I found this book. I've looked at a number of books in this category and was disappointed by one I got recently that was written by a survival doctor. It directed me to go to the hospital in just about every chapter. The Altons, however, that would be you and your wife Amy, are the real deal and write as if some of the major event had completely eliminated all modern medical care. The book is easy to understand and covers so many topics that it's hard to imagine what they could have missed. That's just part of the review, and it says it's the gold standard, and it's got plenty of pictures. So, Joe, I want to thank you for writing this book, and it is something that is absolutely, positively necessary, in my opinion, for anyone who is practicing preparedness and survival, because without your health, you're done. And if one person in your family is down, it brings the whole family down. So it'll make survival even worse. Your thoughts?
Vince, I have to tell you that we have been so blessed by the confidence of the people in your and my community, the preparedness community, that we have made basically putting a medically prepared person in every family our mission. I mean, for the time that I have left on this earth, I am going to travel to spread the word of medical preparedness. I'm going to write. Right now, I'm at, I think, 850 articles and podcasts and videos on medical preparedness. And if I can save a life, I can save one life before I'm done. You want to know something? It will all have been worth it. I have to tell you, I am feverishly working not only to give people information, but to put medical supplies in the hands of people. And this is something that if we can realize that it's not just beans and bullets, that you know that you may have all the beans in the world, you may have all the bullets in the world, but it doesn't mean a hill of beans, and you're going to shoot yourself in the foot. You don't have the bandages, and so. Want people out there to make sure that they're getting medically prepared as well as prepared for home defense and prepared, of course, to maintain the nutrition of their family in times of trouble.
Joe, there are a lot of people who want to have books electronically. I advise against it, absolutely, in this case. I think the hard copy is really what you need. Do you agree with that, or do you?
Well, you'll notice that there. Although I think some of my older editions may be available digitally, this edition is only available in print version. I want to stay true for this edition. I'm going to stay true to my basic instinct that you have to have these things in print. You've got to have a library, a survival library that helps you obtain the information and the skills that are necessary to survive in times of trouble. And if you're off the grid, you know, want to know something, those books become very, very important.
There you go. Dr. Joe Alden, let's talk about Homeland Security. What are their thoughts with an active shooter situation?
Well, let me tell you about Homeland Security plan of action. I have to tell you that I agree with it only in certain circumstances. I'm going to tell you the differences in but first, let's talk about what they recommend. They recommend that you remember these three words. They are, in order, run, hide, and fight. Now, you might have heard of stop, drop, and roll to save the life of someone on fire. Well, run, hide, fight might save the life of somebody that's under fire. And this is the order of actions that the Department of Homeland Security wants you to take. But, of course...
When we come back from this break, let's talk about what your thoughts are on run, hide, and fight. Dr. Joe Alton's with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Joe Alton's with us, and he was talking about Run, Hide, and Fight, and that's a campaign that was a multi-agency effort promoted through a widely distributed training film produced by the city of Houston with federal funding. Dr. Joe Alton, what are your thoughts about Run, Hide, and Fight?
I think, honestly, that, well, running, I think if you can escape the situation quickly, if you are unarmed, then it's something that you may consider. But I have to tell you, and I've gotten a lot of criticism for this statement, that there is a time when violence is the answer. And in my opinion, that there are circumstances where maybe a terrorist shooting event may last just a minute or two. If that's the case, you might be able to get away with hiding. You might. If you can get out of the shooter's line of sight, he's focused and he's moving through the situation and moving through the area quickly, getting out of there, then you might get away with it. But the truth of the matter is, in the Orlando shootings, that guy was there for 3 hours. Vince, if you hid in your house for 3 hours and I had 3 hours to look for you, it's possible I could find you.
Sure.
And so the truth of the matter is that in this situation, honestly, you need to fight. There is no reasonable hiding place that you're going to have if it's going to be anything more than a short-term event. You just might have to fight your way out of there. When I tell people that, I get a lot of people saying, you know what, doomed to failure. But you want to know something? The truth of the matter is, it is not. You might still be able to drop an attacker, get his weapon. Remember those people in Paris? There were three unarmed men in Paris that were able to stop an attacker on a train without any fatalities. They were unarmed. They were able to take that guy down. It's the last resort. You can work, but it can work. In some circumstances, though, it might be a first resort. Now, you have to realize that any type of aggression against the gunman could disrupt their flow, put you at an advantage. You're going to charge him. You got to do it from the side or the rear. Go for the weapon first. Have some control over where that weapon is pointed. Now, if you're lucky enough to have help, everybody charges from different directions. They hurl objects that you have to dodge. Well, you say, oh, well, I'm unarmed. Well, the people in the Orlando nightclub, you may think they were unarmed. There were bar glasses. There were bottles. There were 300 cell phones there. They hurled those objects while running at this guy. This guy is not James Bond. He's going to flinch. He's going to duck. Not going to be able to handle multiple threats at once. And if you had just 4 or 5 people, imagine, Vince, if you had a half a dozen people running at you from different directions, throwing stuff at you, you're going to have trouble deciding who you're going to shoot, and you're going to have trouble firing a fatal shot. So the truth of the matter is that think about the possibility of getting out of there. If you cannot get out of there quickly, then there are going to be circumstances, you know, one exit, shooter standing in front of it, where you may have to fight. And in this circumstance, I think that this may be what has to be done. I have to say one other thing. Now, with regards to law enforcement, if you see law enforcement, don't run up and hug these people. They are looking for the threat, and they are considering you the threat until proven otherwise. So if you see law enforcement, don't run up and hug them. You have to raise your hand, widely spread fingers. You got to see. They have to see you. You might even have to get on your knees so these people do not consider you a threat. There are circumstances, and Vince told me a story about this just recently, where somebody had called the police, wound up being considered the threat by them, and was shot.
That's exactly right. There was a woman who was involved in a robbery in her home. So someone was robbing her, and her husband calls 911. The police come, and out of the house comes the husband, and the cops see him and shoot the husband. So when you see the cops, you need to say, "I'm the victim. I'm the victim," and make sure they know you're the victim. And if someone calls 911 and says, "Hey, there's a guy with a gun," if someone does that, you need to say, "Look, I'm the guy in the red shirt. I'm the guy in the red shirt. Don't shoot me. I'm the victim." Okay, you need to say that. Obviously, I don't recommend calling 911. You know, in 2012, there was a shooting inside a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. And there was a gunman who was dressed in tactical clothing, and he set off some tear gas grenades, and then he had multiple firearms, and he had body armor, and he was really well covered with body armor. And So some people might think, well, you know, what can you do against body armor? This guy's got, you know, multiple weapons and he's ready for war. Well, if you have a 22 and you shoot him in the chest, that probably not much. Maybe a 32, same thing. Maybe a 380, same thing. You hit that guy with a 45 in the chest, even though he's got body armor on, he is going to be on the ground coughing up blood just from the impact of the 45 hitting the body armor.
Yeah, you'll break his ribs possibly.
Yeah, yeah. So the point is, someone, had they had a handgun in that movie theater, could have taken him down if they were proficient with one shot. Okay, I'm not even talking about a headshot. I'm just talking about the right caliber, well-placed even in the chest, taking him down. And then you have time while he's down on the ground, you know, to complete the move, if you will. But you're absolutely right. And you think about in Nazi Germany, you'd have 20 guards with bolt-action K98K rifles. And you have 2,000 people incarcerated in the concentration camp. And I got to tell you, if I were there on day number one, I'd be saying to the guys, all right, look, there's 20 of them, there's 2,000 of us. Tonight, we're going to take them out. We're going to kill them. Now, some of us are going to get shot, but we're going to kill them. And we're getting out of here. That would be my plan. But what happens is it doesn't work for many people because they freeze and they go, listen, no, I just want to keep my head down. I want to duck. I don't want to, you know, I want to be invisible to them. And then they can't get out. Any last thoughts before we go to Zika?
I would just want to say that one in five deaths that occur from hemorrhage in these situations could have been prevented by the quick action of a bystander. Law enforcement, when they get there, their job is to neutralize the threat. They'll walk right by people that are bleeding heavily if they don't have one of those teams where there is a medic, and most of the time there is not. They'll walk by them because they believe that there's somebody else making more casualties. And so their job is to neutralize the threat. And so it may be up to the bystander that hasn't been injured to help people in this situation to stop bleeding. Most of the time, direct pressure will stop a lot of bleeding, but consider, I would tell workplaces, I would tell schools, consider a bleeding control kit, one that has a tourniquet, something you could simply teach people to use, that has bandages, that has maybe some blood clotting agent, a hemostatic agent. We put together a kit called the First Aid Bleeding Control Kit that we believe works for this. It is now in use in a high school in California, in San Bernardino County, as a matter of fact. And we have, I think, a product that is very, very useful. I don't care if people get my product, but I want people to have in their workplace, in their teacher's desk, I want them to have materials that will help stop bleeding. It's now, especially in schools, it's now reading, writing, arithmetic, and reduce hemorrhage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and why can't teachers get a copy of your book and then say, you know what, class, we've got a whole year that we're going to be studying together. You know, we have these breaks. I'll tell you what, let's use that break, and if you care to pay attention, we're going to teach you some survival medicine. We're going to go page by page through the book, and we're going to teach you what you need to know for the rest of your life. What about that?
I'll tell you something. The only way that you can get that kind of training right now is if you go through Boy Scouts or some other organization like that. I think it's time for us to instill a culture of medical readiness in our young people, and we can do that by putting a portion of the curriculum sort of directed towards dealing with these kinds of events and what you can do to save a life. Then we really will be saving lives, because these events are going to happen, and they're going to happen more and more as time goes on. I honestly believe that.
Okay, so those of you who are parents, here's your homework assignment. Meet with the principal of your school and say, you know what, if it's elementary school, middle school, high school, you know what, I was thinking about the medical training that you're offering our children. What, tell me all about that. Oh, you don't have. Oh, I got it. Well, so when is it going to start? Is it going to start Monday or the following Monday? When are we going to start this? Because we want it. So that's your homework, class, to meet with the principals and say, when is the medical training going to start? Okay? And if you want, a couple of you can chip in, and the book's $40. $20 a piece, you can have the book, give it to the teacher, and say, okay, now you have the materials. So don't tell me you don't have the materials. So that's our simple plan to take back our just part of our education and have this emergency medical training, which is absolutely positively required. Zika. Tell us, what is this Zika virus all about? What does it do? Why should we be concerned, Dr. Joe Alden?
Well, you know, speaking to you, Vince, from pretty much Zika Central, I am just a few miles away from the outbreak zone in Miami-Dade County, where Zika is being transmitted locally from mosquito to person to person. And this is something that is a really strange, strange virus. Zika virus is a flavivirus, and it's related to a number of other viruses that you've heard in the news. West Nile virus, it's related to yellow fever, dengue fever, related to just a number of viruses that have been a problem. And viruses are now traveling across a lot of areas, and we'll talk about them, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, we had some llamas that we believe were taken down by the West Nile virus. We'll be right back.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the theater
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Joe Alton's with us, medical doctor. And if you'd like to meet him, Lawrenceville, Georgia, this weekend. And he's going to be doing a complete wound care with hands-on suturing and stapling instruction. And that's at the RK Prepper Show, rkpreppershows.com. He'll be teaching 3.5 hours on Sunday. We were talking about Zika, and we've got Bob in Michigan. Please stand by. It'll have to be brief, but please tell us what Zika is and what your thoughts are. Is this something that is of conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact? Who's going to be making money? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you one thing, that Zika is an illness that really affects pregnant women most. It affects newborn babies, babies that are born with significant brain abnormalities. So it is a disease that has a significant effect not only on individual families, a true heartbreak, a lifetime of heartbreak, but the government actually believes that each one of these babies will take millions of dollars to care for during their life. Their lungs and hearts are pretty much normal, but their brain is not, and so they are severely disabled but will live a relatively long life. Now, there are a number of different other theories besides just the Zika mosquito, or the mosquito that passes the Zika virus, the Aedes mosquito. Aedes is ancient Greek for unpleasant, by the way, I'll say. And they involve, in many cases, they involve pesticides that are used in Brazil, which has, as you know, the preponderance of the cases of microcephaly, where the brain doesn't grow and the head doesn't grow with it. That's called pyriproxifen, that particular pesticide. And so that's something that's being watched out for. There is a question as to whether some of the vaccine lots that have been given to pregnant women have been contaminated. They obviously, in Brazil, it's hard to say just how good quality control is for these things, but the Tdap vaccine, the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine has certainly been implicated, and whether it's that or contaminated lots of it, that could be causing a problem. That's another one. Also, remember that the Rockefeller Foundation is the owner of the patent for the Zika virus. And so, indeed, there is a controller of whether the of who gets to fool around with the Zika virus. And they say, of course, it's to help guide, help give guidance on research. But it, I always feel a little uncomfortable when a corporation owns a virus.
No question about it. And then there are those who are in the vaccine business. There are those who are in the insecticide business, and there are those in the research business. Sounds like there's a lot of money to be made. Bob in Michigan, welcome. You're on with Dr. Joe Alton.
Well, Vince, I was calling in. You were talking about body armor. I wanted to clear up some misconceptions about body armor.
You'll have to go fast. Go fast.
Okay, there's a video on YouTube you should watch. It's called Deadly Weapons, Firearms, and Firepower. It was made by Richard Davis, the inventor of soft body armor.
Mm-hmm.
And he clears up a lot of the misconceptions about body armor. You were talking about the effect of different calibers on body armor. Really, it depends on the armor that someone's wearing. But Richard Davis himself demonstrates he shoots himself point blank with a .44 Magnum, and it doesn't do any serious injury to him. So you have to understand that body armor, you know, is pretty impervious to a lot of common handgun calibers.
Just the concussion of a .44 Magnum going off will make your ears ring for 3 days.
True. If you're not wearing ear protection, you're close to the muzzle. Right.
Absolutely right. And and I know that...
Won't knock you over.
Yeah, and I know that some body armor is made with this AR-500 steel, and I look at that and I go, wow, what about the spall? So when this lead fragments all over 360 degrees and some of it goes vertical, what's that going to hit first? I guess that would be the face. So I've got a lot of concerns about body armor. Bob, thank you so much for your call. Dr. Joe Alton, doomandbloom.net, and those who are interested can see you in... Lawrenceville, Georgia, this weekend. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Vince, thanks again.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.